Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
1 o'clock hour here on a Victory Friday. It is the Fan Club. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you.
Victory Friday indeed.
Chiefs get the win last night, and I want to get someone else's perspective on that. We got our friend from 41 in studio, Aaron Ladd. Good afternoon, sir. What's going on, man?
I came here for the drinks. You know the vibes. Yeah. Come on now.
He looked at the Oktoberfest, and he was like, what is this? I'm like, this is good stuff.
For a club?
From Free State.
This is the move for the club?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm being honest with you. Packed up all the stuff, ready to have drinks for us. Alex, for my 40th birthday last week, bought me this little, like, smoking kit for, like, old fashions. I thought, let's do those.
Wrong kind of smoking kit.
Aaron thought
kit.
It was a different smoke. You, said smoking kit, and Aaron perked up.
You want me to go get a pin from someone in the building, you know?
I'll be all right. I can make it 1 hour.
But no, Aaron's reaction, you said smoking kit. And man,
I was all in.
He
was
he's like, make a great smoked gift. Cocktail, you know? He thought you turning 40. Get into some other stuff. Try some new things.
You look great for 40.
Thanks, man. You didn't think I was 40?
I didn't.
How old did you think I was, Aaron?
It's kind of hard for me to eyeball ages. Yeah.
No, that's fair. It's not easy for anybody. Except for that, I guess, the carnival sideshow guy who stands there to guess your age.
I knew you were older than Gold over here, though.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
In, like, pretty much every life stage. Even if we were the same age, I think I'm just older just based on, like, lifestyle. I'm, like, watching Antiques Roadshow and baking. That's not Alex's lifestyle.
At least you're not watching Scooby-Doo every evening.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that. I'm
Scooby,
come on,
man.
I'm not against it, though.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong.
Thinking of
with
smoking.
Little...
Yeah, if you're smoking and you're watching it, it makes sense.
Talk about a trip, though.
You and Shaggy.
I don't know.
Shaggy and Drew.
Even the, like, live action Scooby-Doos.
Which one are you watching? The old school cartoon.
We've been going through the cartoons, but we've seen the live action ones.
The live action ones are good too.
Yeah. I can see the live action being good.
And there's, like, jokes in there that are for adults, like, straight up, no kid.
Yeah, I'm not
over here
watching Tom and Jerry, not saying anything to each other.
Same thing, man. I don't know.
Classic Tom and Jerry.
I saw Tom and Jerry. What'd they do?
Before we get into the Chiefs, I did see you tweeted something yesterday. Thanks for responding, by the way. And
he's busy, man.
And
wait, you tweeted me something yesterday?
I replied to a
tweet. He responded
of
yours.
To me. Oh, I know. Where this is. Okay.
You tweeted out a photo of a custom, like, Funko doll thing, and it said Aaron Ladd on the package, and it was you. Now, did that get sent to you, or did you customize your own Funko? I need to know that first before I continue.
Come on now. Come on.
Who sent it to you?
The company. They were like...
The company?
You just get stuff sent to you like that?
Yeah, I mean, covering the Chiefs. It's a lucrative business.
Wow. See, the official Chiefs on the TV side, they just say, Eric. So did Mick get his own?
It's funny because they sent one to McKenzie and I, and then they emailed...
Not the sports
they
director?
They emailed Mick, and they were like, hey, if you want one too...
Just tell us.
We're having, like, a free little... The whole thing was a promotion for, like, a customized... The Funko Pops are doing, like... Customized,
like,
ones.
A pop-up,
yeah, and they had a booth at P&L yesterday from 5 to 7.
So you got one?
Yeah, I did.
It looks cool, but I must say the facial hair around like the mustache, it looks like they put a pacifier on your face.
It looks absolutely nothing like me. It looks like they had three they had three black guy designs,
and they,
and
just
they
went,
were like, oh, this is the closest one.
Oh, here, here like, based go. On look or like, which version of it?
Long
it
hair, looks, beard. They're like, oh, this will do.
It looks like a pacifier, though.
Yeah, I mean, getting an action figure made of yourself seems like a white guy activity.
One of the first things that somebody replied was like, bro, the skin color is off. Like,
I got to see it again.
I look like Isaiah Pacheco.
Oh, too light?
Too light. Too light.
I got to see it again.
Believe it or not, there are multiple shades of black. I know it's hard for some companies to believe. And
not here at Odyssey, you know?
Okay.
Oh, my
you only have one.
Like, damn.
Goodness.
Wow.
I got to be honest. Actually, yeah, you're looking like a...
Doesn't it look like he's a pacifier?
Yeah, it does. But it's also, they're not... The hair's too long. The skin's too light. Nothing's right.
They didn't get the updated haircut. I should have sent that in. Yeah, yeah. I just told them that I buzzed
did
it.
Did you have to
bit.
Send a photo, or did they just pull from
no.
your...
No. I just got an email one day that was like, hey...
I'm looking at it here.
You're going... We've sent you a customized Funko Pop with your name on it.
Cool. That's awesome. What's not to like?
Cool. What are you holding? Is that a helmet and a football?
It's a helmet in one hand and a football in the other. It's got like a little Chiefs emblem on it. Really, if they wanted to be accurate.
We have little 3D printed figurines of us that we're going to use for the videos when we're like on remote and stuff.
Nice.
Made by a local company. So we've got like tiny little 3D printed versions of us.
That's
but
cool.
They scan you. So like it definitely looks like you.
That's
there's
cool.
There's no choice.
I mean, I'm thankful. If Funko Pop hears this, I don't want this to come at
never getting one again.
Like,
you're never getting one again.
My only
he just,
one.
Yeah.
Huh, I'm thankful. I was just like, you know, this doesn't really look like me.
But I mean, you know, Funko Pops, it's all just kind of, you know, like it's just big square exaggerated features, right?
There's
they're
a
very
whole
popular.
Hive around
very
this.
Popular.
Yeah, I
yeah.
posted this yesterday. Everybody was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I got to get one of these. I can cut. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they're very, very I have one. I was gifted it a couple years ago. It's a Mahomes one. It's still in the box or whatever. Nice. It's just there. But those are very, very popular. All right, let's talk about this game, though, last night. We obviously throughout the show today, the offense, while there was still some mistakes, you can just tell right away, man, it is so much different already than a year ago.
Absolutely. And you can only imagine what it's going to be like when Hollywood Brown gets in there. Like, you had to remind yourself that in just watching it, it looks easier. The deep pass is back. The explosive plays are back. Xavier Worthy with the two touchdowns over 20 yards. What's also back is their inability to punch it in the red zone sometimes, which
yeah,
you're,
that didn't
which
go
you're
well.
Disappointed
some of that. There was
about.
Some of that,
but,
yep.
You know, it's week one, and you think – they're incomplete right now. They're still learning what works well. I think Mitchell Schwartz tweeted out something that was interesting. You know, they know how they're going to win this year. And there were times last year offensively where you just didn't know where the points were coming from. You didn't know how they were going to win a game. Now you see it. I mean, now you see that there's going to be an explosive dynamic aspect. Travis Kelce doesn't have to do everything in the middle of the field. Rashee Rice has taken the next step into where the offense kind of runs through him now. I mean, 100 yards in his first game. Andy Reid said it best. No sophomore slump there. I expect him to be a 1,000-yard receiver this year based off what we saw.
I think it's like a 1,200-yard receiver.
Oh, wow. I think 1,000 minimum is certainly after last night, but even going into the season, we were kind of in that range. I mean, he was not far off last year.
When's the last time they had a 1,000-yard receiver? Tyreek.
I mean, are we like we're just wide receiver, not including
wide
obviously.
Receiver, yes.
Here's the problem for the Chiefs. Like somebody, when I was on the morning show, they had said, Bob said he thought Rashee Rice was going to end up as the single greatest wide receiver in Chiefs history. I was like, oh, that's like being the best Bears quarterback. Like, relax. It's not that deep of a field. Oh,
well, I was just
it's
reacting.
It's Tyreek or Dwayne Bowe or like no one.
Sure. It's just a little
early, premature.
A little
yeah, no, I said that too. Don't worry
here.
About that.
I mean, that's.
But,
you got to make a take in this business.
But
come
I think,
on now.
But
you
I
know
think,
the rules.
I honestly, like I had said, like I thought maybe the comp for him last year was this, but this game was the first time where I thought I saw it. I thought it looked like vintage Anquan Boldin. Like when he's just beating up teams in the middle, picking on safeties and linebackers, bodying out smaller corners, and it's just going to get you 8 for 80 every single game. That's what it seemed like with him yesterday.
Yeah, if your plan is to match up your athletic linebacker on him, it's still going to be a long day. The Chiefs absolutely exploited him over the middle with Roquan Smith, who I saw had the lowest PFF grade for a starter last year.
And it wasn't
year.
Nick Boldin? I thought he meant last night.
Last night?
Yeah, he's talking about last night.
Man, Nick Boldin had a rough one. I thought maybe they both got beat up by tight ends.
Well, that's always been his weakness.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the name on the back of his jersey and you're targeting Nick Bolton, that's a win for you if you're going up against the Chiefs.
But like, if it's in the run game or if it's close to the line of scrimmage,
he's a thumper. We know that. They know that. I mean, that's been his role. Yeah, Rashee Rice, just that. What's exciting, though, is if that underneath stuff is going to be there even more because they have some deep opportunities, then let's say you're Cincinnati and you're focused now. You just saw what he did. It feels like next week Travis Kelce is going to have the much bigger game.
Yeah.
And that's the dangerous thing about this offense.
They're versatile. A lot of mouths to feed. I would love to see the running backs be more involved in the passing game, too. Look, the drops.
They tried.
They tried.
They had two touchdowns there. Piran would have got a touchdown, and Pacheco's was going to be a touchdown. They both dropped it. So we could have been sitting here talking about both backs having 40, 50-plus yards receiving in a touchdown apiece through the air.
Sure. The Juju play, do you classify that as a drop?
No.
You don't think it's a drop?
That's a tough contested catch. You didn't make it.
Like, I don't agree.
Like, if you're in a contested catch situation, it's not a drop. You just didn't make a contested catch. Those are different for me as far as, like, how I value them.
Yeah,
he's
not wide open. Yeah. You know,
Want my receivers to make those catch most of the time? Yeah. Do I expect my fifth wide receiver to make that catch every time?
Sure.
No. Because that's what Juju Smith-Schuster is. You know, for all this, we all thought their offense would be better. We all knew their offense would be better. I was worried about their defense a little bit. They held up a lot better than I thought. The corners were better than I thought. The pass rush was better than I thought. I mean, the Ravens do still have weapons. The defense did. Like, they impressed me more even than the offense did, because I thought the offense would be
versatile. The defense was more impressive than the offense
last
night?
What my expectations going into the game were.
Interesting. Okay.
The Chiefs met my expectations offensively, or at least exceeded them some. The defense far exceeded. Jalen Watson was really good. He looked bad in the preseason. He couldn't get on the field. He
was
hurt
after that first drive. I think drive, especially with the third down conversions time and time again, you were wondering how are they going to contain the run game.
Yeah.
I mean, a two-headed monster of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson.
Justin Hill.
It's tough.
Day.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's what we'll find out, I guess, is that was last. I think the defense played good for the most part. No question. But are we going to find out that fast forward 8 weeks from now, Derrick Henry's just not Derrick Henry anymore? Or was that the Chiefs defense? I don't have the answer to that yet. There was one play where he looked like, oh, that's Derrick Henry. The rest was like, okay, it's a running back that's a running back. Like, there wasn't, fortunately, a moment where you're like, wow, there's Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Defense got put in some tough spots, too. You think about the Mahomes pick, the long drive they had just to turn back around and come right back on the field. Them holding the Ravens to 3 instead of 7. I'm with you on Cody. Like, that is an encouraging sign for a unit who's having to replace L'Jarius Sneed, that's having to figure out how they're coming together. Also for a defense that didn't play together starters wise a lot in the preseason and lead up to this big game. Like, we saw semblances or remembrance of last year.
The drop-off, I don't think, was going to be so drastic. I mean, even their number two corners, the guys have been on this team.
No,
you're right. Like, they haven't played together, as in Justin Reed was out for preseason due to injury. Jalen Watson had an injury last year, and so he's still getting up to speed. But other than that, like, at the starting spots, there's nobody that's coming from outside the organization that is, you know, right, that's getting significant playing time on defense.
No, but, like, even they were kind of admitting publicly, in my opinion, that they didn't know what the hell they were doing at corner, and they were out here looking for anybody to play defensive end for a little bit, to the point last night they put Chris Jones outside more again like they did a couple of years ago. And Turk Wharton had a big
really
boy
good.
Game.
Yeah,
Turk Wharton played great. For a guy who could have been on the street on a different team last year, he played great so that Chris Jones could stay on the outside. It's like expectation versus reality. I had high expectations for the offense. They met him or exceeded him a little, depending on the red zone stuff. The defense, I had like medium expectations. Like, just hang in there. Tough defense or tough offense. Ravens can score. I just thought they overperformed more than what I was expecting them to do. That's all.
I just had expectations of them separating at some point. There was multiple times where it felt like the Chiefs could go from 7 to 10 to 17.
That's a
lot.
Or
they could go from, but the reality is they just don't play that way a lot of times. I think Justin Reed even said that post-game, like, what's a Chiefs football without a little drama? Like, they play tough games and win tough games, not only last year, but start off this year as well.
Because they win so many, you have to let it go. But this is Andy Reid's fault. Andy Reid can just go for it on the 4th and 5, get the first down, get the field goal, and end the damn game.
We've been begging for that forever.
Very conversation we had earlier, and I said, Cody, you're going to drive yourself crazy doing this every year.
There is no coach in the league who throws that thing in neutral faster than Andy Reid with a 10-point lead in the third quarter. He will slam the damn brakes on and just grind out a win. And because he wins so many games, you're like, I mean, I guess it worked, but you just want to, like, bury someone?
Sure.
Do we just, like, put someone away once so you don't even have to, like, sweat this?
And now that they have Matt Araiza, you wonder if those decisions aren't even real decisions anymore. They have a guy that can ultimately coffin corner a team into their end zone and put them against their back against the wall to where they're like, all right, we'll come off the field on 4th and 5 on our own 50.
And their defense was playing well, so but they were thinking
you said it, Aaron, though. Like, this is what we just know that that's how he operates. That's not changing suddenly. And so while they're in the middle of a dynasty and they're going for a three-peat and all that, like, it's just one of those, like, I just don't spend much time on that anymore and let it bug me.
He's not
changing it. And it's resulted still in multiple rings. And
yeah, I mean, look, I get it that we can only nitpick so much because Andy's one of the single greatest coaches of all time. It's like, I just wish he adjusts so much of his life. He used to run offenses differently, pass differently, run differently.
Head coach. There's just, Bill Belichick had plenty of flaws too. Like, there's no perfect head coach. If that's his one thing, I'll take it.
It's just like the one thing remaining that I'm willing to fight. I've given up on a lot of the other stuff that he just done. I'm like, whatever, Andy, do your thing. But that's the one that I'm like, maybe. Also, last night, because that was the whole other thing. They win and all this stuff. Ravens went out sad. They went out bad last night.
Yeah, what was
Are
up
you
with
kidding
that?
Me? We got people yelling in the tunnel. Then they're coming out here and being like, see you in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson's trying to claim Isaiah Likely still in bounds. They went out bad. They were down bad last night.
Isaiah Likely was yelling at fans, but he also said this after the game.
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So this is the best that they got. I mean, good luck in the postseason.
We put sad violin music behind all of it.
Good luck in the postseason, Aaron. Yeah, as if the Chiefs just have not been able to have success in the postseason.
I like Isaiah Likely. I'm sad that they said stuff like that. CCU, I have Myrtle Beach ties.
Okay.
No, he's a great player.
He's a really good player.
Game.
But, like, what is, like, they're bitter, but also you don't, you can be bitter about losing, but trying to act like, well, the Chiefs, they're screwed when we play them in the postseason. How could you even, like, think that that makes sense?
I don't think the Ravens played their best game either. It's like, when you come out and say something like that, it's like, oh, you didn't offer your best shot either. Like, it's week one. You had a contested game that came down to a play at the last 5 seconds. Literally a toe on the line is what was the difference between this game potentially being over or headed to overtime and you continuing on. I hear a lot of copium in that. I hear a lot of emotion in that. Maybe there should have been a longer cool down period yesterday based off what Isaiah
said. No, we had a delay to start the game. There was enough delay. We didn't need to drag it out any longer than it already was.
That 20 minutes felt like an hour last night. Maybe because it was the first game of the NFL season. I'm like, damn, can we get... And my kids were trying to... They want to watch the game with me for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was losing them before kickoff. You're like, come on, just... You got it. We can... I mean, they're 6-8. They haven't fallen in love yet. They may never. Who knows?
You know how a team is when you keep losing to the same opponent or that one person keeps standing in your way of you getting a promotion or you keep it, it's like, yeah, eventually there's going to be. We heard it from Pat. And if you watch quarterback, when he exploded after losing to Cincinnati on the road, that was like at the end of the regular season. Like, it's frustrating when there's one person standing in your way each and every time. I'm sure they sit back and they read those quotes this morning and they're like, eh.
Kind of wish
I mean, like Lamar, somebody, like, just needed to, great. Somebody just needed to show Lamar the replay of the Likely. Like, he was out of bounds. Like,
that was clear as day.
I thought it was a touchdown. I still think it's a touchdown.
Like, come on. Somebody help him out.
Still think it was a touchdown.
Somebody help him out.
Does he think that this morning?
I salute Likely for even coming back in because I thought he was done.
Well, yeah, the shoulder right in the cement wall at Arrowhead. Yeah.
I thought he might have like the sternocleic, the same Hollywood. Sternocleic.
How many times have you had to say that on 41?
I just say shoulder injury.
Smart.
He's out with his shoulder. He'll be back.
He's got that clavicle type injury thing. That thing, Hollywood Brown. And then Roquan Smith was asked about that play, which I think most people thought there was going to be a flag on the late hit out of bounds on Patrick Mahomes.
He flopped. He flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. That was a great call, a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but he better watch himself. He did a little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is, I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
He's trying to talk like he's going to see him in the alley. I'll see you outside, man.
Did somebody say that there's not a current 88 on the roster?
He was obviously talking about Hendershot based on the replay of the play, but he didn't even get the number right. He saw Tony G on the sideline.
Yeah,
trying to threaten Tony Gonzalez.
Pat sells it. I mean, he's a salesman.
You can't touch the quarterback when they're 5 feet out of bounds.
I think he's always influenced by that play that happened in the AFC title game where he did get the call and it set him up in field goal range. It's like, all right, now that I know that this can work.
But then later in the game, you had a player go high. You had a player go low towards his knees, and they called that one later in the game.
But I like, I appreciate the Chiefs offensive lineman coming to his aid. I saw Trey Smith right away say, yo, we ain't having none of that, and some other choice words. Like, that's cool. That's what you're supposed to do in that situation. This guy's a franchise, face of the league, yada, yada. Roquan, man, you already didn't have a great game, and then to double down on it post.
Honestly, the difference between these two teams, and they're like, obviously they play different styles, but the difference might be what Mitchell Schwartz had said on Twitter. And he's been around the Chiefs. He understands the way these early seasons work. And he said the biggest thing that stood out to him was the Chiefs already have an identity.
Yep.
Know who they are. They're going to beat you up on the inside with Chris Jones. They're going to beat you up on the inside with Creed Humphrey. They know that they're going to spread this thing around and attack you in the middle with Rashee Rice. They already have an identity. They know who they are. They know who they want to be. The Ravens don't. The Ravens have enough pieces that they're still like, how often do we give it to Derek? Wait, are we going to let Lamar get hit 15? Probably not that. What are we trying to do defensively? It felt like last night they were still guessing about who they want to be or figuring out. The Chiefs just felt like they knew who they are. We know who we are. We're cool. We'll just do this.
I think the Chiefs also went through last year and were like, all right, we can't do that again.
Oh, they had no fun in the regular season.
We won the Super Bowl, sure, but like the way that we did our math to get there is not a way to replicate it once again. We cannot do that again. So going into this year, we have to have a better idea of what we can do down the field. We have to have a better run game. We have to make additions. Like, they've done it. They won. The Ravens still haven't won. They still haven't figured out what's our winning formula to win a Super Bowl. The Chiefs are like, well, we can do it this way and win, or we can do it this way and win, or we can do it this way and win.
But we want the regular season to make that part easier.
Exactly.
Yeah, and look, Lamar, I know the last sequence people are focusing on. Otherwise, he played great for the most part yesterday.
He's the only reason they win that game.
I was just going to say.
And that's it. But like, if he's going to have to do that on a regular basis, and I don't know if he will, maybe it was, again, credit to the Chiefs defense, but then he won't be healthy by week 12. Like, he will not be available, and they'll be back to their backup quarterback. I mean, that's the worry I would have if I was a Ravens fan as well. Like, I saw some reports out of Baltimore, like, oh, they want to protect Derrick Henry. You might want to protect your quarterback. He needs to be fresh for the playoffs. Well, it doesn't matter if your quarterback's not available, so that just doesn't seem sustainable. And I'm guessing they'll iron out. It's week one. Like, Cody and I were joking earlier about how we view the Ravens. Like, I still think they're the second best team in the AFC. Let's see what Cincy and Houston look like this weekend.
He does look leaner, too.
Like, oh, he's quicker, too.
Everyone was saying skinny Lamar this offseason. I'm like, this guy was already skinny. He was already,
quicker.
I didn't watch you and think you're slow.
Literally. He was like, I felt fat last year. I was like, you felt fat last year?
He looked quicker. There are a lot of, I mean, multiple guys on the field. Like, Rashee Rice looked quicker, too, on the Chiefs side at the wide receiver spot. I felt like he, I don't know if he slimmed down or just whatever, but like he looked a little bit faster. And then, I mean, Worthy. I mean, he's the fastest guy.
You know who
looked
slower to me?
Who?
Isaiah Pacheco. Maybe it was just week one.
Really?
Okay. And he lost some weight.
And maybe it was just like, you know, finding out what the week one jitters are and everything. I thought he looked leaner in OTAs. I saw him at mandatory minicamp. I thought he looked explosive. It was his first full offseason being healthy. Because remember the first year he had the labrum and different injuries. He just didn't have the same pop or burst, in my opinion. Huh.
That didn't stay. I mean, that's interesting. I still ran
through some people. I'll say that.
There was one run in particular, which makes me feel like I would disagree, because there was one where like
on the interior when he made the jump cut up.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, that okay.
Sure.
So we'll see as the season goes on. That's an interesting observation. That didn't stand out to me, but it doesn't mean that that's not something we're going to be talking about.
Small sample size, obviously.
Yeah.
I do wonder if he's going to be the goal line back always, too.
I thought Carson Steele was going to get his opportunity at the one, and then Mahomes had to shove Pacheco in the end zone.
That was interesting. I'm surprised that was called a touchdown as well. It felt like
they let the play extend out.
Didn't, if they blew the whistle, it's not, but they didn't. So.
That's what you're saying. His forward momentum was stopped, and then there was the additional push, which they've kind of talked about. I mean, they called so many illegal formation plays. I thought it was going to be a whistle show the whole night.
It was. I was offended that Collinsworth, you weren't probably watching the game because you were there, right?
No, I was watching.
Okay, so over on 41, where the game was airing, Collinsworth, who made a huge stink about Jawan Taylor, so much that he made the league send out a memo in week two, was offended that the Ravens were being called for this. He's like, I can't believe they keep calling this on Ronnie Stanley. I'm like, this is your fault, Collinsworth. Chris, you did this. But who are you putting this on? This is your fault.
This is a very in-the-weeds conversation. Like,
I know.
All of the, like, inside football guys are up in arms today over, like, how this was called and how this was officiated. if this was really such a point of emphasis this year for the officials, why didn't we see this in the preseason? I saw Ronnie Stanley's quote saying, yo, we had pro refs out at training camp, and they didn't say anything about my alignment. Kind of some of the similar stuff we heard from Jawan Taylor last year after the Lions game. It just, for this to be a spotlight game, people don't know this, but like Super Bowl in this opening game, everybody's watching, peak excitement, everybody's got your attention. Nobody's there for the illegal formation calls. Get this ironed out before your debut. Like,
I agree. The other part is, though, just move your ass up 6 inches.
Well, that's the thing. I agree with you. Nobody wants to see flags. We're not there to watch the officials. But after you've been called for four, let's say, you know, four illegal formations, maybe you need to adjust. Like, you can be pissed off all you want about the officials, but like, but you might want to adjust. If not, that's going to happen. And so, and he was, you're right. It's exactly the same feeling we had about Jawan Taylor, where it's like, hey, yeah, it's an unfair spotlight on said player. But also, we were saying, hey, Jawan, you got to adjust, man.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing for Ronnie Stanley.
Just move up.
One of the hardest positions in, or underrated hardest position, because I remember talking to Jawan after, he's like, look, I mean, I'm going against the most athletic guys on the field. Every inch matters.
Yeah, they're all 6'3", 260 pounds, and move like running backs.
Like, think about that.
You're naming some other NFL players. Aaron Ladd's hanging out with us. I want to talk more about the rest of this weekend, what we're expecting from some of the young quarterbacks, plus the AFC West, as we continue the Fan Club here on 96.5.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Aaron, great news for you. Coming up sometime in this half hour, you can hear my latest song.
Oh, no.
Royals Party Anthem.
I was hoping that was done already.
So I got banned till the 21st for losing a hot dog race. But
you lost a bet.
But
we renegotiated.
But the Royals fans were so desperate in the middle of that losing
streak.
Trust
me, I saw
They were begging Alex to let me do a song. He agreed. The terms of the deal are... sometime in this segment, I got to tell you what I got my wife for Mother's Day 2 years ago because the whole thing on the show because I wouldn't tell everybody.
Jeez, is that bad?
No, it's
worse than the song is.
And then if the Royals lose tonight after I play the song, I owe the show fund $96.50.
Ooh, can I get in on that?
Well, you the show fund, not to the Aaron Ladd fund.
You want
you want to donate money to us for the Royals Loose Center?
You want like $10 or something?
Yeah.
You want like 86?
I want the show. I should have access to the show fund.
He'd like his own card.
I don't have my own card to the bank account for the show fund.
Well, we can share one.
I don't have one.
When you get
I'm saying
one.
I'll get you one, and then you can both have
there
one.
There we go. Okay.
I told Cody I don't want any access to that at all. I don't want
He's
that.
Worried about the eventual IRS.
Tax implications, all that. Let him worry about that. I have no interest in dealing
You'll
with that.
You'll probably buy some KU tickets for GHA field games.
I'm going to the KU-TCU game. Bachelor party there in a couple weeks.
I don't like this whole Kansas City thing.
Oh, says the Missouri guy. Yeah, obviously.
Here's my real point on that. It's not anyone's city. It's a shared pie here. The cool thing about being in KC is that there's like three or four teams that hold part of this market. KU, K-State, Mizzou. There's even some Pitt State people around here. There's some Missouri Western folks around here. I've seen them being louder
UMKC,
and prouder.
Yeah, you know,
exactly. I forgot about
for basketball.
That all sounds great, Aaron. It does. It all sounds great. But you're going to try to tell me that nobody on the Missouri side ever tries to claim Kansas City as just Missouri. So that's why that's rich. That's
they're
really
full of it
rich.
Too, is what Aaron's saying.
The thing is, it is KC Moe. You know?
No, it's Kansas City.
It is. You're playing at KC Moe, after all.
It's anybody Kansas think City. Any of the locals are growing down this weekend? What's it? 8.5 on K-State's line, 4.5 for Kansas, but it's a sellout at Illinois on the road.
And K-State loses.
You think K-State loses?
Yep.
I mean, I got him winning the Big 12.
That's because Drew has Iowa State winning the Big 12.
No, I don't.
He had them in the championship.
I have K-State winning the Big 12. I did change that, by the way.
You have them winning the Big 12, but you think they're losing to Tulane.
Yeah. Iowa State's an underdog this weekend.
Tulane are maybe the second best Group of Five team in the country.
They're frisky. They're definitely frisky.
They have been for years.
They almost beat Ole Miss last year with no Michael Pratt.
Tulane beat
Missouri's not losing to Buffalo, but no.
Correct. They better not.
All three locals are winning this week.
Missouri needs to watch out for Boston College
next
week.
That was what I was going
to
say. That's probably the one that gives you a little pause, especially with no Brett Norfleet this week from Mizzou nursing a shoulder injury.
But you'd rather he be nursing it this week than next
absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
Against Buffalo when you're a 30.
I want to play. Don't stop looking at me like that. I want to play y'all this year. You know the first game next year? Mizzou KU in Columbia.
That's the first game of the year?
Not week zero.
It's back.
Not week zero?
Not week zero.
Okay,
week one. Week one.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's going to be great. Now, who knows what each
especially
team's like
both
at that
teams
point.
Are good this year.
That's true.
I want both of them to get to the college
this,
football playoff.
This year, then we would have been really talking.
I'm even more locked in this year.
College football playoff, they'll play then.
How about Marcus Carroll and Nate
Noel? They can play in Arrowhead. KU can host MU. Anyway, Aaron Ladd from 41 joining us in the studio here for the fan club. We're drinking some Oktoberfest as that is in full swing, even though it's September. But you know how this stuff.
Oktoberfest is not a club drink.
I know, but you know, I told you, I love the drinks on him.
That's on him.
That is on me. Come back in next Friday, and I'll get you a real club drink.
What do you want? Like
carbon,
vodka?
Carbon.
You want
pumpkin.
Bottle service?
I mean, that'd be great. We did have bottle service that
we
one
did.
Time.
We did. You came in here for some Dom.
What is she up to these days? You don't know.
The girl over at Pure.
Working.
She's probably there tonight. You go see her like 7, 8, 9 o'clock. Probably.
I'm glad you brought that up, Aaron. I'm glad you brought that up because. Cody still owes the show
I
a bet.
I'm supposed to go to the strip club.
He's supposed to go.
I don't want
to
go.
I can help with that.
Which part? The going?
He owes the show. And there are no more bets.
No, we have no more pending.
Until you pay off that bet. It's 2 years.
Wow. Your punishment is that you have to go to a strip club.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
He hates it and he hasn't been and he thinks it's going to be so
not a show. It makes me very uncomfortable.
I mean, you can just, you don't have to get a dance or anything.
I won't. Are you kidding? That's way off
God
the table.
God forbid.
That's way off the table.
That's off the table?
I wasn't even considering that. I'm not even going to be sitting on the rail. I'll be in the seats in the back, man. Oh,
God. That's going to make it worse for you. If you look uncomfortable there, then they're just going to spotlight you out and target you.
Oh, God. That's
you got to look like
do?
You own the place. Walk in. Hey.
You got to act confident
back.
In there.
You know what I mean?
Maybe I've been doing this wrong.
But if you're standing in the corner shy and like playing on your phone the whole time, somebody's going to come up to you.
Ugh. Absolutely.
What kind of punishments do y'all do on this show?
Hey, we're kind of all over the board.
It's because he was so uncomfortable with wanting to do it. That's why that became a punishment. But he's
$100.
2 years. We've been to Vegas multiple times and
we're back in Vegas in October.
The next punishment, you have to smoke weed. Oh my God.
That is about his age. He won't worry about
you,
that.
You
one.
Joke about this, but he hasn't paid off the bet. So it clearly is a problem.
Yeah, but some of, like, that one doesn't bother me as much. That one's fine.
That would help you with the other punishment. You know,
yeah,
that,
probably
right?
True. And, you know, I'll get a double.
Oh, man. All right. I want to talk about the rest of the NFL slate, though, this weekend. It's week one. Obviously, there's a game tonight, too, in Brazil, yeah. Green Bay and Philadelphia. The rookie quarterbacks are who I'm most interested in watching this weekend. I joked with Drew. I totally forgot about Bo Nix. I'm like, oh,
so him and Caleb Williams.
I said, Caleb Williams and Jayden Daniels, I'm looking forward to. Bo Nix, whatever.
What about Michael Penix? You think he plays this year?
No. Well, what? This year? Barring an injury,
your team down in Atlanta decided to draft him despite having Kirk Cousins. So, no, Michael Penix should be starting for a team this year, but they ruined that. So,
I'm excited to see Jayden Daniels. I got back and forth with it with Pete Sweeney. I don't know if we're able to mention his name on these airwaves.
Yeah, we're familiar
anymore.
With Pete.
He posted his season predictions ahead of last night's game, and he had the Washington Commanders as the 3 seed in the NFC.
People are delusional.
Coming into these.
Way too high.
His whole reasoning
I think they could finish second in the division, but that's if things go really well.
I don't see it. And that maybe
but
this
not
is
a 3 seed.
Maybe this is a former Dan Quinn a survivor, knowing Dan Quinn ball and understanding what's going on there. Also, just Washington in general, one of the most inconsistent and unstable franchises in the entire sport.
New ownership, but still.
Sure. New ownership, new head coach, new quarterback. How often does that three equal
three seed in the
new?
Yeah, winning the NFC East, 0% of the time, roughly.
I do like Jayden Daniels, and of course, Caleb Williams has. I thought it was interesting that USC retired his number already.
Yeah.
Is it just he's a Heisman winner, so they're like, might as well retire it?
How long was he there? 3 years? He start 3 years?
Two, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Whenever Lincoln Riley showed up. Yeah, how long's Lincoln been there for two?
He's got a lot of promise. I saw the stat that said week one starters as
rookies I think
14-1 in their first game or something like that.
I think Caleb will be just fine. Jayden Daniels, I'm a little more skeptical, just it's not as good of a setup for him, whereas Caleb Williams has an unbelievable position to be in right out of the gate.
Yeah, I don't think Jayden Daniels' offensive line is okay, and the weapons thing is always interesting because we always put it on the quarterback for a while, but it goes 50-50 every time we do this. We're like, well, you know what? If Allen Robinson could just get someone to throw to him, or Cortland Sutton could just get a QB, and then they get a QB sometimes, and it's like, nah, they're just kind of average. Like, but the other times, they are good, and they just needed a good quarterback. So, like, I think Terry McLaurin's really good, but all the other weapons that they're like, oh, it'll come together for them. They love Luke McCaffrey. We'll see.
Yep, sure.
We'll see. I don't want to buy into it until I get, like, some evidence of it. His running ability will make him... I wondered if it's going to be like halfway through the year we're talking more about him than Caleb just because like he does the RG3 thing. He's just all over the damn field because he's running for his life.
I know this guy's not a rookie, but Anthony Richardson.
I want to see him too.
A lot of questions still with him.
That is I wonder if he can put it together. The stat behind Anthony Richardson, 17 starts as a quarterback since being in high school. That includes his time in Florida and the 4 games he started last year.
And it looks kind of fun when he's in there. So you're like, does this work?
He's got the build. He's got the size. Speaking of weapons, they've got pieces around him. That division is subpar every single year. If he puts a full year together of being the guy running and throwing, I think he could be extremely fun.
Yeah, they're kind of like a dark horse sleeper team. We've talked about a little bit on the show if things come together for Anthony Richardson and the Colts. We've got Aaron Ladd hanging out with us. You guys can hit us up on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Let me ask the text line and I'll ask you, give me like two of your boldest non-Chiefs NFL predictions for the season.
Oh, this is going to be soaked in bias. So I hope
Falcons to the Super Bowl is one.
Drew has them in the NFC title game.
Not to the Super Bowl, but I could definitely see them being in the divisional round.
Okay. No, divisional round. Okay.
I could see them being in the divisional round easily. They're going to be playing on Wild Card weekend. I don't think they're the top seed in the in the conference, but
weak-ass conference though, man. You're talking about an easy way to get a top seed. Play in the NFC South.
They're winning the South. Yeah, they're winning the South. That part's not a bold take. What else do you got for me?
That's a great question.
Who do you think wins the MVP? I have Matt Stafford. That's my bold take.
I think Josh Allen
wins it.
Dude, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, if those guys stay healthy with Kyren Williams and Blake Corum, that's the league's best offense.
Can Christian McCaffrey win an MVP?
No. Couldn't win it last year.
Man said it was 2,000 yards.
Why does it have to be a quarterback every time?
That's what the award is in this day and age of the NFL. It's a quarterback
award. Someone
had
2,000 yards receiving and did not win the award.
The Rookie of the Year is a quarterback award as well.
It's not fun. Let's be versatile. Let's define value also when you're talking about most valuable players.
That's incredibly
valuable. Take Christian McCaffrey out of that offense. What are we doing?
We tried to do this with Creed Humphrey for Rookie of the Year. We tried to make a whole point about how much centers matter, but, you know?
A little bit different there, but I see the point.
Sometimes the people just don't want to listen, Aaron. Jeez. So you think Christian McCaffrey, that's your sleeper MVP pick?
What about Houston taking a step back? Are we too high on them?
That's definitely a bold take. I have them in the AFC title game against the Chiefs.
Ooh.
I have Chiefs Ravens, but I'm already wavering on the Ravens quickly.
After one game, I'm already wavering.
What?
That came down to the last play?
It's because they went out sad. It was the way they acted after the damn game. Loser franchises act like that. What are they doing? Uh-huh. And then I had Packers Lions for the NFC.
The Packers hype is a little much for
me. We've had nine good games from Jordan Love.
Yeah, I'm tough. I'm tough on them, but I like the roster.
A little much for me. I am not a Josh Jacobs believer by any stretch whatsoever.
I need a touchdown tonight.
I think he's been done.
For your 800 grand?
That's right.
Gold put together a anytime touchdown bet for every team or something.
I had a free bet. They gave me a free bet to start the season. And I said, screw it. Let's do an anytime touchdown bet for 13 different games. We're 1-0, baby. Derrick Henry last night. Tonight, I need Josh Jacobs.
So if we don't see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. I never do. What's that?
So if we don't see you on Tuesday, then we might.
He'll come in. He'll happily flaunt that cash.
Yeah.
$1,000 to the show fund. $1,000 to the show fund if you hit.
Deal.
Okay. All right. We're going to be flush, Aaron. You're going to want that card in no time.
Josh Jacobs is just,
he looked like... Tonight. That's all I'm saying.
He looked like damaged goods in Vegas. And now he's in Green Bay playing outside.
It's tough with running backs because they will look bad in a hurry.
It happens.
Quick. Like, you will just, blink your eyes and then they're just not good players anymore. Like, Todd Gurley is probably the best example of that. He's 26 and out of the league. He was running for 1,600 yards a year before that.
Trust me, I know what his last team was.
Yeah. Mr. Falcon over here. Look, I think the other big storyline just for the entire season, of course, is the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Does Aaron Rodgers look like he did a couple years ago, MVP type of season, or is he going to look his age? And in the swing that could have on that entire division and the entire AFC, we can all admit, we can see the Jets clearly not making the playoffs. And I do think there's a path where suddenly they're one of the three best teams in the AFC. So what do you guys think of Aaron Rodgers heading into the season? He's got weapons around him. I'm not a huge fan of their head coach, but can he get back to let's call it a top 10 level quarterback?
No.
Top, no, I don't think so either.
40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles. We haven't really seen him in close to 2 years now.
Yeah.
That was my argument with Deshaun Watson. You cannot take 2 years off in the
Deshaun
NFL.
Deshaun just sucks.
I think he might be done.
He just stinks. Yeah.
They still owe him so much money, Aaron.
They restructured. I know they restructured
they
guaranteed
more money.
I like to kind of move around some cap money this year. But essentially, the way I look at it with Deshaun and kind of with Rodgers too, if it doesn't work out this season, they're going to go a different direction.
Oh, this is the last year Rodgers, I think, is playing in New York, no matter what happens.
They're just going to eat
Deshaun, though, I think they're just stuck with another year.
Yeah, I think so. For at least one more year.
Especially the way the rest of their quarterback room is, they have guys who could play now. Mm-hmm. James could play now.
Is Rodgers done after this year?
I think so, but...
I think if he's no good, yeah. I don't know that... He doesn't seem like the kind of person who wants to quit very often. So
the drama queen's got to be in the spotlight sometime.
They love the loves the attention so much. Walking away from football make it hard.
He's going to start whatever. He'll
be running for Senate if he's not.
I don't know if he'll team hop more than just the one team. But if he were to retire after the season, which let's just see how he looks this year. He's definitely not deciding in February. I'll tell you that. We're gonna be waiting. We're gonna be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
He'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. All right, Aaron. We only got a couple minutes left in the show. You've heard some of my songs before. Which is your favorite of my songs?
Pasquantino was the hit.
Pasquantino?
I think that was your one-hit wonder.
Yeah. You know, the rest are just I'm
he did that.
Trying for that again.
You're trying to play up to that again, yeah.
Okay, so the way I describe this is I once did a song for the Royals in the middle of a 12-game losing streak called One More Win, and it was in the style of Boys to Men. Gold says it's a direct Boys to Men ripoff.
It is.
It's pretty close.
Did you get
and
sued?
So, no, not okay. sued.
All right.
And so it was please just win. I'm begging you. This is sad. This is not like this. This is, it's cool. I believe in you. I don't care that you were losing before. This team's going to the postseason. So this is the song to celebrate that for the rest of September.
You're about to sing in the club.
No, right? I'm just going to play it. I'll just play it. They're still going to make it. Oh, yeah. They're still going to make it. October
Of course. I play Guitar Hero.
They've got the juice to do it. Bobby won't let them lose it. The Red Sox stink. The Tigers gone. Have you seen the rotation? Strikeouts of destiny, cause you don't hit us, you don't belong. They're still gonna make it. Oh yeah, they're still gonna make it. They're still gonna make it. October. Royals.
Oh,
Royals. You'll see, they're still gonna make it.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, geez. They're still gonna make it. They're still gonna make it. October,
get your vaccines.
They're still gonna make it.
You know they're gonna do it.
Oh yeah, they're still gonna make it. They're still gonna make it. October.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired.
They're still gonna make it. They're still gonna make it. October.
All right. Good times. That's it.
They're what? Still gonna
oh, wait, one more.
Make it. Oh, yeah. They're still gonna take this.
Okay.
They're still gonna make it. October.
All right.
Not bad.
All right.
Not
bad.
I didn't think that was nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Alex says it's because I'm just yelling.
See
not
if
singing.
You agree with this. I think it's because he's not singing as much and he's just yelling
he's
during
just
the
screaming.
Song. He's screaming, and it's
that's how Dee Snider does it in the song,
and
man.
It fits. I think that song fits better.
You don't have to hit any notes. Really.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's one of his better ones in the last calendar year, and it's just a lot of
your better ones in 12 months.
What? I think that's true.
What do you have? Like one a month?
Dude, I've got like a whole album at this point. I could put out a double album.
Oh my god!
I think next year
there
for
was
the Cody
a lot
Gold
of Cody
Garage
in that
gonna,
song, though. There was a lot of Cody in that
will,
song.
Will you bid on it? I think next year for the Cody and Gold Garage Show, I'll press one vinyl.
Sure.
I'll press
you
one
know I'm
vinyl.
A vinyl collector. I don't know what I'm going to put that on to set the mood.
What's the cover art?
I just love the idea that someone's at your place and be like, hey, what's this? Can I pop this on?
Out of bounds.
Oh, that's not the cut we were looking for there at all.
He was out of bounds.
He was out of bounds. Yeah.
I still think Pasquantino is your golden
my piece
goose.
Okay. That's, yeah.
That's your one to hit. That's the one. But this is a strong contender. I don't hate it. And it fits.
I usually take that as a compliment.
They're still gonna make it.
Are they still gonna make it?
Yes.
That's the
come
thing.
On, five
they're
games
making
up.
The playoffs, Aaron.
Five
come
games
on
up.
Now. They're making the playoffs.
Comment on that.
Sure. Win tonight.
Don't ever play that at the club again.
Weekend plans? Weekend plans? What are you doing? You working tonight?
Working tonight. KSHB 41 News at 10. We go into the lights. Week 2 all of high school football on the Missouri side. Week 1 on the Kansas side.
Where are you at? What school?
I'm going to Bishop Miege tonight.
Bishop Miege. All right, man. Have a great weekend. Everybody as well. We're back at it Monday. Plenty more to talk about on the NFL slate. And see if the Royals can take care of the Twins.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.